Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Venom Scenarios. It's episode some number. I don't care. I've stopped counting. I don't know. I'm Emma. This is Eugene. He's our co-host for the day. And Milk's also here, I guess, if he must.
I mean, it gives you somebody to talk to, at least.
Well, Eugene's a very good conversationalist, Milk. He could do 60% of your job, probably.
Yeah, it's the other 40% that he finds difficult, I think. Largely clicking on stuff. No thumbs.
Yeah, he has trouble with the clicking, with the lack of opposable thumbs, but he'll get better. We'll train him.
He can keep practicing. We all believe in you, Eugene. Well, Emma, this week we thought we'd go back to our usual shtick and do some just kind of regular grim stuff. And so this week we're going to be back in Sects and Violets, a script that we're all big fans of course. And let's see, I think I'm doing the good scenario this week, right?
No, I'm doing the good scenario this week.
No, I wrote the good scenario. I spent a lot of time getting the good scenario ready.
No, Milk. I wrote the good scenario this week.
Well, what did you write a scenario for?
You're going to be playing as the savant.
I wrote a savant scenario!
God. Milk! I messed this up for the last time.
I guess we'll have to do two savant scenarios, Emma.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have time to figure out an evil-sounded scenario.
Unbelievable. I can't believe you. We have a whole forum for this.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is clearly not a staged fight over something we planned.
Nope, not even a little bit. Well, I guess we should get into it then. Let's go after the grip.
Eugene wouldn't mess up like this, would you? Milk, you're the savant. You're sat in seat one.
All right. That does sound like what I've set up on my grim, yes.
Yeah. And as the savant, you, of course, don't wake up on night one. So you wake up for the first time on day one.
How exciting.
Ready to go.
Well, let's just get it out of the way and go talk to the storyteller first and get my wonderfully helpful savant information.
You want storyteller information first? Fine, if you must. All right, you go talk to the storyteller, who's, of course, Eugene, for this scenario.
Hello, Eugene.
Hi, what do you think we should talk? Oh, that's a good idea, Eugene. That's a good idea. You're very clever. All right, Eugene says that you can have as your statements, you are witch-cursed, or there is a pair of outsiders on the grim.
You are witch-cursed, or there is a pair of outsiders. All right, sounds good.
All right.
So I guess I'll talk to some players.
Well, let's first talk about your savant information.
Sure.
So what do you do with savant information like that, Milk?
So this is an interesting piece of savant information because it's telling me that I could confirm this piece of information right away today by nominating. Right? If I don't want to get information in the future, and knowing that there is no pair of outsiders is useful to me, then I could test this and find out.
Are you going to test it and find out, Milk?
No, I'm not going to test it and find out. And the reason is I value getting more information more than this. But what I can do is if I find a pair of outsiders, I can backtrack and know that I was not witch-cursed. If a witch goes off, I might, you know, later in the game, I might think, okay, maybe that was the more likely to be true statement.
Okay. So, Milk is a coward, is what we're learning here, and he's not going to test to prove his savant information by nominating.
I feel like it would be a very short episode if I did that.
All right, Milk, who do you want to talk to?
Oh, let's talk to seat four.
Seat four.
Oh, yeah.
All right, seat four goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
Oh, it's going just great, Seat 4.
I noticed you ran off and talked to the storytellers immediately.
Yeah, I'm the savant.
You're the savant.
Absolutely.
I assumed you were probably the spent artist or something.
Nah, just the savant.
Probably
very powerful. Townsfolk. Getting good information.
Asked whether 2 + 2 = 4. That's what you asked, right?
No. I'm the savant. I don't ask questions.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm the flower girl. Would you like to help me with my homework?
Sure. I can help you with your homework. You want me to
Yeah, if you could just keep track of who's voting so I don't have to, that'd be a sweet deal for me.
Oh, sure. That sounds good.
Yeah. So, deal. You'll keep track of who's voting. I'll ignore it, and then I'll check in with you tomorrow to figure out what my information means.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's super powerful.
Yeah. Thanks, Milk. I appreciate it.
No problem. Nice callback.
Who else do you want to talk to?
Let's talk to Seven. Go to the cardinal point.
Seven.
Today. Feeling very cardinal.
All right, Seat Seven goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
Hanging in there, Seat Seven. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm the clockmaker, so if there's a we can kill me today if we need to protect against the Vortox, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Do you want to share your number, or do you want to keep that hidden?
Oh, yeah, it's a two. Two
clockmaker
is my number.
Clockmaker two. All right. And willing to die. That's exciting.
Yeah, I figure someone should be willing to sacrifice themselves for the greater good.
That sounds right. I'm the savant. Going to get information every day, go talk to the storyteller every day. It's an incredibly useful and powerful role if you can solve the puzzle.
All right, yeah.
All right, see you later, Seat 7.
Okay, you have one more talk for today, because you spent so long getting your savant.
Seat 10. Sure. Well, Eugene took a little while to think it up.
Yeah, he did what we had to do. He had to tell me, and I translate for him. All right, Seat 10. Seat 10 goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Seat 10.
They go, I'm the seamstress.
Okie dokie.
Haven't used it yet.
Great. Sounds good. I'm the savant. Getting information, trying to figure out what's going on.
They go, great. Care to share any information you've gotten today?
One of my pieces of information suggests there's a witch in the game. That's about all I got.
They go, oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I guess I won't nominate today because I haven't used my seamstress ability yet,
so I
want to wait at least
a day. The information says that the information that I got is you are witch cursed or something else. And there's no real way to figure out the other thing right now, so
I can
find out if I'm witch cursed.
You could find out if you're witch cursed. Are you going to sacrifice yourself for town like that, Milk?
It's not that useful. The other piece of information doesn't help us that much.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
All right, everyone gets back to town. Look, do you want to nominate anybody?
No, thanks. I'm good.
Okay, well, do you want to juggle, too? That's another thing you could do.
I could juggle. I'll juggle seat 2, seat 3, seat 4, seat 5, and seat 6 as the mutant.
Seat 2 through 6 is the mutant, okay. Well, seat 3 also juggles. They juggle seat 9 as the philosopher, seat 8 as the mathematician, seat 12 as the sage, and seat 11 as the mutant. And seat 6 says, yeah, sure, I'll juggle. I'll juggle seat 7 as the seamstress, seat 9 as the artist, and I'll juggle Milk as the klutz. That's probably enough juggling for a simulated game.
Yeah,
it'd probably
so.
Be more real juggling.
I started to write down where the juggles were, and then I decided I didn't need to. It wasn't going to be helpful, probably. Or maybe I'll get savant information about it. But when you're the savant, you should do the things. Because doing the things gives the storyteller the opportunity to give you information based on the things that you've done. So we juggle, because we might get something off of that.
Okay. Well, seat 9 says, I'll get the nomination started. I'll nominate seat 2.
All right, 9 nominates 2.
9 says, Yeah, seat 2 double-claimed my rule. Don't trust them one bit. They might be evil for double-claiming me. Seat 2 goes, you might be evil for double-claiming me. Not a great execution, not the worst execution. I think it's really useful if I don't get executed today, so I can use my powerful ability tomorrow. Yeah. All right. Seat 3 votes, seat 4 votes, seat 6 votes, seat 9 votes, seat 11 votes. Milk, do you want to put a 6th on this?
No, thank you.
Okay, seat 2 is safe for the day. Seat 2 nominates seat 9. Seat 2 goes, seat 9 double claimed my role. What do you all think about it? And seat 9 goes, I did not double claim your role. I am the role, and you're lying, and we should have killed you, but it's too bad. I'm going to say seat 10 doesn't vote, seat 11 doesn't vote, seat 12 votes. Milk, do you want to vote?
No, thank you.
Okay. Seat 2 votes, seat 6 votes, and seat 8 votes, and it's not enough. And then seat 7 nominates themselves and says, just in case it's a Vortox, I haven't heard anything one way or the other. I think I'm pretty good Vortox bait, and we should get someone on the block. All right, and seat 8 votes, seat 9 votes, seat 10 votes, seat 12 votes. No, do you vote?
Yes.
You vote, and I'll say seat 3 votes. And that's 6, and seat 7's marked for execution.
So 5 didn't vote?
5 didn't vote.
Okay.
Seat 5 nominates seat 11, says, I'm not a huge fan of executing people who want to die. Seat 11 is someone who didn't volunteer to die, so maybe we kill them instead. Seat 11 goes, yeah, I don't particularly want to die. Death wouldn't be good for me. I would like someone else to die. I'll see 12 votes. Milk, do you vote?
Sure.
Okay. That's 2. See 5 votes. See 6 votes. And no one else votes.
All right.
I think that's probably enough on that front. So, we're going to say seat 7's executed and dies. And, of course, you don't get woken up in the night.
Nope, but the next day I get savant information.
You do get savant information tomorrow, assuming you live. Okay. You wake up, Milk.
I'm alive.
You're alive. But seat 10 is not alive. They're dead.
Oh, that's sad. Okay, I'll talk to seat 4 real quick.
Hey, Milk, how's it going?
Good. Everyone voted.
They go, okay, I guess I got a yes then.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. I'm gonna go get my savant info.
Okay,
Eugene, I need my savant info!
He left. He didn't want to hang around anymore.
Awkward.
He had other places he needed to be.
Well, Emma, I need my savant information, please.
All right, well, your savant information for the day is either an outsider is dead, or there are two outsiders alive.
Interesting. So that's not normally the type of savant information that I expect, because it's about the same thing, and often the guidance that we give when we talk to savants about what kind of, or storytellers about what kind of savant information they give, is to try to make things that don't seem mutually exclusive. So an outsider is dead, or two outsiders are alive. It's probably a mutually exclusive statement in all but very narrow worlds. So one of these two might be the mutant and is dead, in which case they'll probably reveal that at some point. But it may help me with my day 2 situation. Or with my day 1 information situation. Let's talk to Let's talk to seat 9, I think, if they're available.
All right, you go and talk to seat 9, and seat 9 goes, "Oh, hi, Milk. I'm the Philo. I went Dreamer, and I dreamt you as either the Sage or the Evil Twin."
"Well, that doesn't seem right. I'm not the Evil Twin."
"Are you sure? Are you the Sage?"
"No."
"Huh. Well, that's weird."
"Mm-hmm. That is weird. Your information seems wrong. Crazy."
They go, "Okay.
Are you a twin? You and seat 2 seem to have some weird stuff going on."
"No, I'm the Philo Dreamer. I dreamed seat 2 as either the witch or the oracle, and then they went and claimed my role to me."
"Interesting. And you went Philo Dreamer on the first night?"
"Yeah."
"Okay. Okay, sounds great. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm sure we'll sort it out later. I'm the Savant. Looking for outsiders. My information points to there being some outsiders in the game, which is probably true. Multiple outsiders in the game seems very likely. So probably not."
"Okay.
All right, and I guess I get another one."
"Yeah, you can have 2 more, probably."
"Ah, great. Well, let's talk to seat 2. Let's talk to these players who are in a double claim and are evil. We don't want to leave them out of the game. We want to be inclusive."
"Yeah, you talk to seat 2. Seat 2 goes, "Hey, Milk, how's it going?"
"Hey, seat 2, what's going on?"
They go, "Not much. I'm the Philo Seamstress. I checked you and seat 10 last night and got a no."
"Philo Seamstress? You didn't go Seamstress on day 1, then? You went
Seamstress?" "No, I went on
night
2.
Okay, so the Philo Seamstress, I'm just going to go ahead and just put that down here so everybody can see it. And you checked me and seat 12 and got a yes?"
"Me, you and seat 10 and got a no."
"Me and seat 10 and got a no. That's weird, because seat 10 claimed to be the Seamstress and is now dead."
They go, "Huh, well, yeah, I got a no between you two, so don't know what to say. You're probably evil. There may be a big killed minion. I don't know."
"It's possible, but my Savant information suggests that there's multiple outsiders."
They go, "I wouldn't know anything about outsiders."
"Oh, is that so?"
"I'm the Philo Seamstress."
"Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense then. Are you sure you got a no? That seems like very specific information."
"It's the information I got."
"Hmm. All right. Well, good enough. Bye."
"Bye."
Okay, let's talk to seat 5. Seat 5 made a nom when there were a whole bunch of nominations and seat 7 was on the block, and seat 5 might be good.
"Yeah. All right, you go talk to seat 5.
"Hey, seat 5, what's going on?"
"Like, not much. What's going on with you? I've noticed you've talking to the storyteller a couple times."
"Yeah, I'm the Savant."
"Oh, well, I'm the town crier. I got a yes yesterday."
"Hmm, that's interesting. So maybe 1 of 9 and 2 is evil. They're in a double claim and pushing on each other, so that's interesting."
"Mm-hmm."
"7 nominated themselves, and then I believe you nominated. And I think that's all the nominations."
"Yeah, so I'm thinking 1 of 9 or 2 is probably a minion."
"Sounds right."
"Yeah.
Very, very believable. I'm looking for outsiders. I've got information that points at there being multiple outsiders in the game from my Savant info. So it would be good to, we can probably rule out Vigor to some extent."
"Yeah, Z5 goes, yeah, I talked to C10 earlier today, and they're claiming to be the sweetheart who was killed, so not a Fangu game."
"Yeah, okay, so they're the sweetheart who was killed, interesting. Yeah, so I have, on day 2, I have an outsider is dead or 2 outsiders are alive, so that pretty much certainly says it's not it's not a Fangu game. Because there would have to be, you know, I mean, there would have been a jump. Could be a Fangu that jumped, but tricky. I don't think it's a Vigor game. Maybe it could be a Vigor game. Yeah, a Vigor is possible, I guess. A minion wouldn't be dead yet."
"All right.
Okay, interesting. Is that all my chats, or do I get 1 more? I can't remember. I think that's 3.
No, that's all your chats. Yeah. All right, when you get back, seat 6 goes and sees the storyteller, and they get back. Seat 6 says, I think it's a Vortox game.
Okay.
I asked if 1 plus 1 equals 2, and I was told no.
Interesting. An outsider is dead, or two outsiders are alive. So this can, in a Vortox game, this would be a dead evil player in that case. I don't think it can be a Vortox game.
Seat 6 goes, my information is it's a Vortox game.
So my day 2 Savant information says an outsider is dead, or two outsiders are alive. And I'm pretty sure there's a dead outsider.
They go, maybe you're sat near a Nodashi?
Or maybe you are.
Possibly. But I'm pretty sure it's a Vortox game. I don't know why I said that. I thought maybe you're sat near a Nodashi. It's not a Nodashi game. It's a Vortox game.
Yeah, that doesn't work in my world. But you could be sat near a Nodashi, so that does work.
All right. Do you want to nominate anyone today, Milk?
Nah, I think I'll give it a pass again.
Okay. Seat 9 nominates Seat 2. Goes, Seat 2 is still double-claiming me. They're not backing down. Don't know what's up with that. I'd like to see them dead. Seat 2 goes, Seat 9 is still double-claiming me. I think I'm sat next to an evil player, unless it is a Vortox game, because I think Milk is evil in non-Vortox worlds. Seat 9 is evil. I saw them talking today. They could be evil together. Please don't vote on this. Seat 3 votes. Seat 4 votes. Seat 6 votes. And seat 9 votes. Milk, are you going to vote?
No.
Okay. 4 is less than 5.
3, 4, 6, 9, you said.
Mm-hmm. Seat 2 nominates you and says, I think seat 9's probably a minion and Milk's probably the demon, so let's kill Milk.
I am the savant. I have good information. I'd like to continue getting good information. If I'm the demon, I'm probably the Nodashi or the Vortox, I guess, at this point. And I can't be the Nodashi, so I guess I'm literally just the Vortox, or Seat 6 is evil. In which case, you can just leave me alive for a while so I can keep getting my information. You can always kill me later. Vortox isn't particularly mobile.
Okay. Seat 6 votes. Seat 8 votes, 11 votes. Oh, seat 2 votes. Do you vote to put yourself on the block?
No, thank you.
Seat 3 nominates seat 4. Seat 3 goes, I had a very weird conversation with seat 4. Yesterday they hard claimed one rule to me, and then today they seem to just not care about their information at all and seem to be making it up on the fly. I don't know what's up with them, but I think I might want to see them dead. Seat 4 goes, sure, that's what happened. Seat 5 votes, seat 8 votes, seat 9 votes, seat 12 votes. Milk, do you want to vote?
Yeah.
All right. You vote. We'll say seat 4 is executed and dies.
That's fine. Yeah, I don't mind that. That player didn't seem to care. They were doing some weird stuff. They could have been a mutant. Could have been Serenovus mad. Just lazy about it. Could be an evil. Lots of possibilities. Don't think that was really a flower girl.
Well, when you wake up, seat 6 has died in the night.
That's weird. Why is seat 6 dead?
Seat 4 says, there was probably a barber swap. I was the flower girl. I was pit-hagged into the barber. I think Seat 3 is probably the pit-hag who pit-hagged me, because they seemed to understand and know I had been pit-hagged into the barber before I even said anything to them yesterday, so I'd like to kill Seat 3 today.
Why is Seat 6 dead? That's really strange. Why kill the artist? That's
what do you want to do today, Milk?
I'm going to talk to seat 3.
Scene three goes, hey, Milk, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too.
I'm the savant. I haven't got my information yet today, so I don't really have anything to give you. My other information is weird. So I don't think it's false, though.
Interesting.
I don't think
I'm
it's
the juggler. I got a 2.
Do you mind reminding me who you juggled?
Sure. I juggled seat 9 as the Philo, I believe that. And I juggled seat 11 as the Oracle, and I believe that. And the other ones I juggled, I don't believe.
Okay. Interesting. I think probably seat 2's just the mutant who's in like a weird double claimy situation, or maybe could be Saramad, but not sure.
I go, maybe, yeah. All right, I'll leave you the extra amount of information for the
yep,
day.
Thanks. All right, Emma, hit me.
All right. Your savant information, Milk, is either. Five different players have been poisoned to this game. Or you are not witch cursed.
Okay, that's a useful one. So this is a good one now. Let's try to see if we can solve this one out. How could we get to five different players being poisoned? Specifically poisoned, not got wrong information. So this isn't a Vortox piece of information. This isn't caused by a Vortox. So, five different players have been poisoned. That could be two from Nodashi, one from Philo, one from Sweetheart. Where's the fifth one? The Snake Charmer would have to have...
The Storyteller told you, poisoned.
Poisoned. Oh, Sweetheart's drunk. Good shout. Thank you, Emma. So two from Nodashi, one from Snake Charmer. That's the only poison. Vigor would be one. That's not possible. Five different players have been poisoned isn't possible on this script. Or I am not witch cursed. Well, that could be Vortox information, but I have a player who is apparently... I need to talk to C10.
Okay.
Hey, C10, are you an outsider?
Yeah, I'm the Sweetheart.
So, if C10 is the Sweetheart, then I'm not witch cursed today. Can both be false. Let's see, so on day one, I wasn't witch cursed, or there is not a pair of outsiders. So if this is a Vortox world, on day one, I'm not witch cursed, or there is not a pair of outsiders. No outsiders are dead, or any number other than two outsiders are alive. So that would be where one outsider is alive in Vortox. So that could be false if seat 10 is lying, but why would seat 10 be dead in a Vortox game in the night as a... No, so I'm just not witch cursed. Cool, I can nominate today. All right. Thanks, seat 10.
Okay.
I'll talk to seat 8. I haven't talked to them yet. And then we've been going for half an hour, so I'll probably have to solve this game real quick. Hi, seat 8, what's up?
It goes, I'm the mathematician. I'm trying to make sense of my numbers.
Okay.
I got a 0, knight 1.
Okay.
Then I got a 1, knight 2. And then last night I got a 0 again.
0, 1, 0. Huh. 0, 1, 0. So the 1 is the Philo Dreamer in seat 9, dreaming me wrong. That makes seat 11 or seat... That makes seat 11 the Nodashi. Oh, I really need to know what seat 12 is claiming. Okay. Thanks. I'm the savant. I tell them all my savant information.
They go, 5 different players poisoned.
Yeah.
How does that even work on this script?
It doesn't. So... Either this is a Vortox game and the storyteller is telling me specifically that it's a Vortox game, I can find out by nominating, or I don't know why seat 10. Oh, seat 10 could be Serenovus mad as an outsider to make. But why would they? How would they know to do that to make my information bad? Because it's made up. It's a made up scenario. Okay, fair enough.
All right.
All right, cool. I'm going to whisper to C12 and ask them for a claim. I mean, it's the only person I know in my grip.
C12 goes, I'm the sage.
Okay.
Seat 5 nominates seat 3. Seat 5 goes, I think I trust what's going on with seat 4, claiming that seat 3 was weird and made to bend the pit hag who made them the barber and then pushed on them. So I just want to hear what seat 3 has to say from themselves. Seat 3 goes, I don't think we need to worry about that because I've talked to an oracle who has won last night. So I think C4 is just evil trying to push on me, but I'm the spent juggler. This is a fountain kill if you want to kill me.
I'd like to kill either C11 or C12.
Okay, well, C4 puts their hand up briefly, but doesn't, but then drops it. C5 votes. C8 votes. C9 doesn't vote. Seat 11 votes and seat 12 doesn't vote. Turtle, do you want to vote?
On seat 3? No.
Okay. Seat 2 doesn't vote. Seat 3 is safe.
I think the demon has been barber swapped into either seat 11 or seat 12. And it's probably a no dashy. Yeah. My day 2 information is correct. My day 3 information is a mess. I guess I could find out by just nominating, right? Like, I could find out if
you
this
could.
Is the case by nominating. Yeah, I mean, let's, what the heck? Nominate? Yeah, we're at the end of the 30 minutes. I'm going to nominate, let's see, it would have to be 12 then. Yeah, I'll nominate C12.
All right, you die. What's your accusation?
All right, it's not a Vortox game, right? No, it is a... Wait. Oh, yeah, this is the Nodashi. I had correct information on day 2 because there's a dead outsider. And there aren't two more outsiders alive, which means there's a Vortox or a Nodashi alive. I think the barber swap moved the Nodashi maybe from, I'm not sure where, into seat 12. And my last night's information, my last night's Savant information, or my today's Savant information was correct. Oh, I probably got this wrong. Oh, well.
C12 goes, this is a weird kill nomination. I think a lot of people trust me. Yeah, you can vote on me if you want.
I don't know. Yeah, probably not.
No one votes on this.
Yeah, fair enough. It's not a good nomination. I mean, yeah, that's so I got my information solved. The storyteller was basically just telling me I was cursed. I did figure out it's not a Vortox game, which means there's something weird going on with Seat 6, who died in the night. An outsider died in the night, so it's not Fangu. So C6 is a bigger game.
C2 sees no one else is nominated, and C2 goes, I'm a little panicked that this is a Vortox game, so I'm just going to say I'm the mutant. C2 is executed and dies.
Yeah, I knew that was the mutant. No, wait, if that's the mutant, why is the sweet... Oh, is that also a minion? So 6 and 10 are minions in a bigger game? And 5 is the vigor, then. No. Yeah, I think that doesn't work either. I mean, that's the closest world I've got, I think. I thought it was Nodashi when 6 got bad information. I think one of 6 or 10 is a vigor-killed minion. It's got to be 10. 10's definitely a vigor-killed minion. Then Outsider's dead or 2 Outsiders. Nope. There's got to be a dead Outsider.
All right, you wake up and Seat 5 is dead. And... Seat 9 goes, ha, I was the starting witch. I was barber swapped into the Dodashi. Seat 5 is the original Dodashi. They're now the dead witch. I don't know who the snake charmer was. Milk. With this information for 5 points, can you tell me who the snake charmer was?
Not really.
This is...
Yeah, I don't know. It's all a mess in my head. I don't have it. Like, the information is messy for me. I'm not sure. I'd just be guessing randomly.
Okay.
The juggler information...
Well, what
are
you...
Hang on. The juggler information is wrong. The pit hag is evil. The pit hag is confirming 11 and 12. If 9 was the witch, then the pit hag's information is wrong. So that means 5 was the starting Nodashi, so that does make sense. The artist information is wrong. So I was right. 5 was the starting Nodashi. Okay. That actually makes me feel a little bit better about what I solved. So then 9 is the minion. 3 is... who was the other minion? Sorry, who did they say the other minion was? 11?
Oh, they said seat 3 is the pit hag.
So the juggler information is just garbage.
So you wore Witch Curse yesterday, which means that there were 5 different players poisoned in that game at that point. So who are those 5 players, Milk?
Oh, 5 different players have been poisoned in the... Yeah, I honestly... artist, not the juggler. Seamstress got a no on me and the sweetheart.
That seamstress was the mutant.
Oh, you're right. So it's me. Oh, I'm poisoned. Oh, wow, I'm Nodashi poisoned. Look at that. So all my information is worthless.
No.
Yeah, I have to be, right? The flower girl. So my first day of information is good. The flower girl is... Because the barber was the flower girl. So the barber is poisoned. The artist is poisoned. Then the mathematician is poisoned on 3. That works. The oracle's poisoned, so they can't be... It's 12. 12's the snake charmer.
5 points for Milk.
Yeah.
There's a gimmick, which is that you are going to be poisoned or not poisoned every other night this scenario.
Oh, that's fun. Sure, let's go with that.
So our Nodashi started in seat 5, poisoning the fire girl in seat 4, and the artist in seat 6. That's why the artist's information was Vortox-like, because they were next to a Nodashi. Then the flower girl got turned into a barber, moving the poison through the pit egg and the mutant all the way up to you. Then the barber was executed, allowing the Nodashi and the witch to switch, which moved the poisons to seat 8, who is at that point your mathematician, and seat 11, your oracle. 5 different players were poisoned.
Yeah, I thought there was probably some sort of poison moving around. I thought about that information as being 5 players were poisoned in the same night. Just misunderstood the information. So that can happen with Savant Info.
Yeah, you could have asked for clarification.
I could have. I should have asked for clarification. All right.
You should always ask for clarification on your Savant information. Maybe the storyteller didn't say it clearly, though I did say 5 different story players have been poisoned this game.
Yeah, I just missed it.
Not.
It's all good. All right, well, good one, Emma. Let's do the thing. All right, everybody. We're back with another scenario, and due to some administrative errors, Emma is going to be the savant this time. So... Emma, we're going to go through this one a little bit quickly because you know that last one was a great time for me, but I think I'm just going to move this one along to till the end of the game. So why don't we hop out and see what you can
okay.
do? All right, Emma. So on day 1, you get your savant information. All right, and the savant information is that there are exactly 3 abilities in play that can cause a player's token to change. Or
okay.
multiple players received a number on night 1.
So exactly 3 players and abilities in play that can cause a player's token to change.
Mm-hmm.
Change or multiple players received a number night 1.
That's correct.
And to ask a clarifying question, the characters you would consider for that...
player's token to change?
Yeah, that would be Fangu, Pit Hag, Barber, Snake Charmer, and I suppose Philosopher, because they can go Snake Charmer or Barber?
I would say yes, the Philosopher could, yes, that's correct. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple of pieces of information off of the Grim. I'll give you about 3 pieces of information per day just to make this move along. On day 1, you talk to the player in seat 1, your neighbor, and they claim to you that they are the seamstress. They use their ability night 1, and they check the players in seat 3 and seat 5 and got a yes.
Okay.
And SSS. You also talk to the player in seat 6, who tells you that they are a mathematician with a 0.
Okay.
And you talk to the player in seat 8, who tells you that they are the artist.
Okay. Haven't used it, I assume.
As you are getting ready to go back to town, you are approached by the player in seat 2, who says they would like to know who says they would like to talk to you really, really, really fast. They take you into a conversation and they say, "Hey, I'm the dreamer. I dreamed you as the mutant or the Serenovus. If you're the mutant, don't worry about answering me. I know you're just going to say no to this, and I know you're not going to agree that you're the Serenovus, but just so you know, I dreamed you as the mutant or the Serenovus, so I know you might be the mutant."
I go, "Great. That seems wonderful for me."
Right, you go back to town, and after some nominations and votes all around, for the sake of the Vortox, seat 1 is executed and dies. And then everybody goes to sleep. That night, during the night, the player in seat 10 dies. You all wake up the next morning to discover that the player in seat 10 has died. On day 2, the player in seat 10 pings you right away, before you're able to get the storyteller's attention. And
okay.
When you chat with them, they say, "Hey, I'm the snake charmer. You're the only player I checked in this game. You're the player I checked on night 1. I checked another player in this game. I know you're not the demon, but I am going to hold my other name."
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and just mark you as maybe snake charmed on night 1. You go to the storyteller to get your information, and you get 2 pieces of information. The first piece of information is, the demon is seated within 2 seats of an outsider.
Okay.
Or, an outsider was selected by the Serenovus today.
Interesting. Fun.
All right. Being the case, you get to talk to a couple more people. The first player that you talk to, let me get my grim back. So the first player you talk to is the player in seat 9, who says, "Hey, I am the juggler, and in all the chaos yesterday during town, I juggled a whole bunch of people. But the important part is that I got a 3 on my juggle. I juggled the player in seat 4 as the sweetheart, the player in seat 5 as the flower girl, the player in seat 6 as the mathematician, the player in seat 7 as the clockmaker, and the player in seat 8 as the artist. And I got a 3.
Okay.
All right. And then you get one more chat, and you do go have a chat with the player in seat 5, who says they are the flower girl. And that they got a yes last night, which only eliminated you and the player in seat 9.
Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Did anyone come out as being Saramad?
No one has come out as being Saramad today.
Okay.
The juggler in seat 9, when you all return back to town, nominates the player in seat 7 and says, "Hey, nominates the player in seat 7 and dies and says, "Hey, I'm the juggler. I juggled these 5 players as their claims, and I got a 3. So 2 of them are lying about their claims. So I'd like to kill the player in seat 7. The town seems to agree with this. Most players vote, and the player in seat 7 is executed and dies.
Okay.
During that night, someone dies. Who dies that night? During that night, the player in seat 3 dies. The following morning, the player in seat 3 says, everybody, just so you know, I'm the barber, so... Yeah, they might have pulled a swap on us. The player in seat 11 says, "Hey, everybody, I just wanted you all to know that I am the Philo who went artist, and I asked if the demon was between seats 4 and 9 inclusive, and I got a yes. The demon is between seats 4 and 9 inclusive."
Okay.
The player in seat 8 says, "Oh no, that's so bad. I used my artist question yesterday, and I got false information because I was Philo drunk."
Okay. Can I get claims from seat 7 and seat 4 today, maybe?
Yeah. So you go and talk to seat 7. They say they're the clockmaker with a 0.
With a 0.
Mm-hmm. Clockmaker with a 0.
That's not a legal number for a clockmaker to get on.
I'm sorry, a clockmaker with a 1. I'm sorry, it's a clockmaker with a 1.
Okay.
Just put it in my Grimrock. Clockmaker 1. Yeah. It's 1 step, not 0 steps.
Yeah, yeah. No worries.
Clock 0. Lol. And then you also talk to the player in seat 4, and the player in seat 4 looks you in the eyes, Emma. Player in seat 4 looks you in the eyes and says, "Emma, I am the sweetheart."
Okay.
I'm telling you this. I think it's okay for me to tell people that I'm the sweetheart. I definitely don't want to die. I don't want to be executed because I don't want the town to have someone drunked. And just so you know, the player in seat 2 dreamed me not the sweetheart. The player in seat 2 dreamed me as the town crier or the fangu. But I'm not the town crier or the fangu. I'm the sweetheart.
Interesting.
I really need you to believe me.
Okay. I believe you.
Okay.
Then can I get some savant information?
Indeed. Today, we lost
Emma. Oh, no.
She's back, everybody. She's back.
Yeah, we had a slight disconnection error. Don't worry about it. But I would like some savant information.
All right, you learn today that either all once-per-game abilities have been used, or the pit hag has changed a player's token in this game.
So we know there's definitely a witch. We have had savant information about both the Saranovus and the Pit Hag. Interesting.
All right, well, town continues to go ahead and follow that powerful artist information from the Philo artist over there in seat 11. And town decides that they've had enough of this flower girl that only gets yeses. And so they're nominated, executed, and die. That night, your Philo artist dies, and strangely, it seems that it's once again daytime. It's happening very, very fast around here.
Interesting.
There's 5 players left alive, Emma. What have you determined about this Grim thus far?
Well, it's not a Vortox game.
All right.
If seat 5 was good, because their flower bro information cleared everyone but me from and seat 9 from being the demon in a Vortox game, and I'm dead. And they're dead, and I'm not the Vortox.
All right.
So, not a Vortox game, which means this dreamer in seat 2 is a liar. They're either not the dreamer, or they're no dashy poisoned, but they can't be no dashy poisoned unless it's seat 6. If they're no dashy poisoned from seat 6, the clockmaker got true information through no dashy poisoning, which is probably not what happened, because there's no mathematician in place. You'd probably give the clockmaker false information in that world. So I don't think seat 2 is no dashy poisoned.
There's a mathematician in seat 6.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right. So, but in the worlds where seat 6 is the no dashy,
I see.
The poisoning could travel to seat 2 and seat 7 based on the other claims, assuming seat 5's a minion. But then that has the problem of there being a true clockmaker number in a world where the clockmaker sat next to the no dashy. Seems harsh. Did Z8 ever say what their artist question was?
Seat 8, sure. Seat 8 says that they asked if 2 plus 2 equaled 4, and they got a no.
Okay. Yeah, so I think seat 2 is evil, I think seat 8 is evil, and I think seat 6 is the demon. That checks out with the juggle. They're getting a 3 on 7, 5, and 4. I have no clue why we killed 5 yesterday. And then the evil team would just be 2, 8, and 6.
Alright, is that your final answer, or would you like one more day of Savant info?
I would like one more day of Savant info.
Sure. On day four, you receive no players' roles have changed in this game, or at least 3 non-Savant players have received false information in this game.
I believe the first, because I think it's probably a Serenovus and a Witch. I don't think there's a Pit Hag.
Whoops.
Wait.
That was my turn to disconnect.
No, something's wrong. So day one, exactly 3 abilities in play that can cause a player's token to change. That'd be Philo, Snake Tremor. So there would have to be either a Fangu or a Pit Hag there.
Seat 3 claimed Barber, also.
Yeah, Seat 3 claimed Barber, I know. And Seat 4 is claiming Sweetheart. Seat 2's dreams are wrong without justification. Where multiple players received a number, that would be the math and the clockmaker, if that's true. I don't believe that's true. I think the mathematician is just evil socially and for other reasons. The 3 abilities must be in place. So it must be a Fangu Snake Charmer Philo game, or a Pit Hag Snake Charmer Slytherin game. Oh.
Well, Emma.
Dreamer's evil. Mathematician's evil. Not sure whether the artist, the sweetheart, or a dead player is evil. Could be a Vig game and the barber's evil, because no one's claiming to be barber swapped. Could be a Fingu game and the snake charmer jumped to the sweetheart, but that doesn't make sense. I think it just breaks the Savant information and doesn't explain why C2 dreamed me wrong. I want to kill seat 6 one way or the other.
You want to kill seat 6? You're going to nominate seat 6 today?
Sure.
All right, you nominate seat 6. Everybody votes on it. Seat 6 is executed and dies. Everybody goes to sleep. And that night, unfortunately, it's your turn to die, Emma.
Okay.
Emma, the player in seat 4 looks at you plaintively with eyes so sad and filled with puppy dogness, and says, Emma, I'm finally free. I am the Oracle. I got a 2 last night. Please, please, I got a 1 when seat 7 died. Tell me which of these players is the demon. I don't know. Emma, for 5 points, which of these players is the demon? Seat 2,
Who
seat
died the
4,
same night?
Or seat 8?
Who died the same night as we executed seat 7?
The same night as you executed seat 7, so that would have been night 3. The night 3 death was the player in seat 3, claiming barber.
All right, seat 3 is Vig killed. Seat 6 is the Saranovus, probably. Seat 2 is the demon.
Seat 2 is the demon. Seat 4 nominates seat 2. Lots of players nominate. Lots of players vote on it, but amongst those players are not the players in seat 2, seat 6, and seat 7. Player in seat 2 is executed and dies. Congratulations, Emma. You have killed the demon. So the way this shakes out is pretty much straightforward, close to how you sorted it. The barber in seat 3 resulted in the swap of the Nodashi from seat 6 with the Saranovus in seat 2. They committed to just locking down one player for the entire game. That player, of course, was the poor Oracle in seat 4, who was locked as the sweetheart the entire game. The player in seat 8 was, in fact, the mutant. Was just stuck there making an artist claim that didn't make sense. The juggler was no dashy poison when they got there. Oops, not dead. The juggler was no dashy poison when they got their information. The flower girl got true information, but largely because the way that the voting went just turned out that the flower girl couldn't get plausible false information, so the storyteller gave true information. Also to make it not necessarily look like a no dashy. The snake charmer in seat 10 snake charmed you and then snake charmed the player in seat 3. So that didn't really solve anything particularly. The artist in seat 11 asked if the Nodashi was in seats 9 through 4 on day 2, which of course they were. The demon was in the seats between, the demon was in seat 6. They got correct information. Your savant statements, which are true, exactly 3 abilities can cause a player's token to change. Snake charmer, Philo, and barber. The demon is within 2 seats of an outsider. That's the at the time was true. The Nodashi in seat 6 sitting within 2 seats of the mutant in seat 8. All once per game abilities have been used. The artist and the seamstress, that was to let you know that the player in seat 8 had something weird going on with them when they were claiming not to have used their ability. You also knew there was no pit hag. And no player's roles have changed. This game, of course, is false. No players' roles have changed. This game is false. Yeah, and at least 3 non-savant players have received false information in this game.
Juggler.
Oh, the juggler, the flower girl, and somebody. Who else received false information?
Oracle probably did at some point.
Something happened that the Oracle probably received false information. That was the true statement. I don't remember why it's true. I have to figure out why it was true. Because of the Nodashi flip, because of the barber swap.
Yeah.
The barber swap.
Yeah.
That was your game of Sex and Violence. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna clear the grim, Emma.
Seat 6 was incredibly evil.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't necessarily that hard to solve, but yeah. Emma, I'm gonna clear the grim, and I actually have a couple of questions for you. In a game of Blood on the Clock there. So let's do a little bit of what I'd like to call Vigor Mortis trivia. Let's see how you do with some Vigor Mortis questions, some of which we get from players from time to time in our Clock Tower questions. Let's talk about a pit hag. Let's put a pit hag here in seat 1, and let's put a Vigor Mortis down here in seat 7. The positions don't really matter, but let's put them on the grim so everybody can see. All right, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
On night 2 of a game of Sex and Violence, the pit hag creates a good Saranovus by changing the poor town crier in seat 4 into the good Saranovus.
Okay.
And that night, the Vigor Mortis in seat 7 kills that player. Emma, does the good Saranovus' death to the Vigor Mortis cause a poisoned player to be created?
Yes.
All right, that's...
Vigor Mortis doesn't check alignment, just checks minion status.
That's right. And does that dead town's or dead good Saranovus' ability function?
Yes, the Vigor Mortis doesn't check alignment, it just takes character type, so...
All right, well, let's change up our tactic a little bit. Let's say that the other minion here... Let's have an evil twin. And their good twin... Their good twin can just be a savant over here. let's say that...
What seats? Just for my visualization purposes.
Oh, sure. 3 and 9. The Evil Twin's in seat 3, and the Savant is in seat 9.
Okay.
Let's put a Town Crier over here. We already have Town Crier. Let's put an Oracle over here in seat 5 next to the Serenobus. The next night, the Vigor Mortis kills the Evil Twin in seat 3.
Okay.
Which causes them to retain their ability, because they're obviously an evil minion. The next day, the good twin Savant is executed by Town. What happens?
The game is over, and the evil team has won.
All right. Let's say that the good team wasn't quite that silly and didn't do that right away. Instead, let's ask a different question. The good twin was not executed, but the evil twin has been Vigor killed. Which players, assuming that the player in seat 2 is, let's say, the mutant, and you can be the seamstress.
Oh, I can be the juggler.
Oh, sure, you can be the juggler. That sounds good. Let's make you the juggler. Which players are eligible for poisoning by the evil twin?
Seat 11 and seat 9.
All right. Seat 11 and seat 9.
What?
So the evil twin is in seat 3.
Oh, sorry.
No, the seat 9 was the... Seat 9 was the... the evil twin's in seat 3 and has been killed by the Vigor
Mortis. Okay, I thought the evil twin was in seat 10 for some reason.
Yeah,
my apologies.
No, you're the juggler. Seat 1 is the pit hag. Seat 2 is the mutant. Seat 3 is the evil twin who's been killed by the Vigor Mortis. Seat 4 is the Serenovus who's been killed by the Vigor Mortis. And seat 5 is the Oracle who is currently Vigor poisoned.
You can either poison the Oracle again or you can poison me.
Because it goes through the other minion and it can't affect an outsider. So I guess you're going to be Vigor poisoned, Emma. That's fine. You probably used your ability.
You can just double poison the Oracle. It's fine too.
Ah. It doesn't really do anything. All right. Let's ask a different question. Let's say that the pit hag now decides that they want to change this Vigor killed evil twin into a witch.
The Vigor Killed Witch retains their ability and continues their poisoning. As long as they remain a minion, this remains true. If they stop being a minion, all the has ability and poisoning goes away immediately.
All right. Let me ask you another question. The next day, the town kills a barber in seat 8. And the Vigor Mortis...
Made by the pit hag, obviously.
Of course, yeah, sure. It doesn't really matter. And the Vigor Mortis swaps characters with the pit hag. Maybe there was a problematic artist question. What happens to all of this poisoning and all of these abilities?
They all go away. The witch and the Serenovus' abilities no longer function because it's a new instance of the Vigor Mortis.
All right, so let's take away all of these abilities. And the witch and the Serenovus no longer function properly. Another question.
Mm-hmm.
The Vigor Mortis decides to kill the pit hag.
Okay.
Poisoning probably the Oracle again, or maybe the player in seat 6. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, probably the player in seat 6, because they're probably a townsfolk based off the setup.
Can the pit hag, who's now in seat 7, change the demon type of the player in seat 1?
They can, and it'll be the last thing they do. Once they do it, they'll lose their ability, and the poisoning will go away.
All right. And one more question, Emma.
Mm-hmm.
The Snake Charmer in seat 10 picks the Vigor Mortis in seat 1, which results in the Vigor Mortis in seat 1 becoming the Snake Charmer who is poisoned, and the player in seat 10 becoming the Vigor Mortis. What happens to the player in seat 7?
They lose their ability, and the poisoning goes away because it's a new instance of the Vigor Mortis who did not kill them.
Fantastic work, Emma. You've got everything right. And that is your Vigor Mortis trivia round. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
All right.
Let's hop in the Arab Guard.
You all enjoyed it.
All right, Emma. We did Savant. We did a lot of Savant.
We did a lot of Savant. Thank you to Eugene for helping me out with my Savant scenario. Couldn't have done any of this without Eugene.
And until next time, everybody, may your scenarios stay grim. We'll see.
Absolutely.